You've put your blood, sweat, and tears into creating a storefront that lights you up, serves your clients well, and contributes significantly to the community you love. You are my hero, and I affectionately call you a rebel woman. Hey there, my name is Melissa Rose, a brick and mortar business owner with a handful of kiddos and a few passion projects that I head up like this one. I'm also your visibility coach and consultant for a service-based business like yours. I'm passionate about helping small business owners thrive in their community and become the only option in town for their industry. In this podcast, we're going to share the nitty-gritty of running a successful brick and mortar business by sharing stories, talking strategies, and learning practical tips to run a kick-ass business. Ready to be inspired, empowered, and equipped to create the small business of your dreams? Let's get real.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Brick and Mortar Visibility. How are you doing? My name is Melissa Rose. I am your host today, and we are going to dive in to SEO as usual. But today we're going to talk about your website and about your footer in your website. This is a very lovely space that never gets talked about. And that's why I'm going to bring it up today, because I have been sitting working on my websites for my businesses and helping some other people with theirs. And I'm noticing it is not a place that people put energy in, because of who looks at your footer? Well, let me tell you, Google does. And we're going to get into that and all the nitty gritty of it after I give you my PSA announcement, which, if you're new to the show, welcome. But your PSA is to go grab your social post from the past week that got some great traction, or that you personally like, or that is evergreen, and bring it over into your Google Business profile as an update. If you don't know what I mean by that, you need to grab my Google Business workshop. It is completely free. Go to MsMelissaRose.com/deals. That's where all the buttons are, where you can grab my free resources, hop onto my newsletter, and click a call with me if that interests you as well. So MsMelissaRose.com/deals to grab that free workshop. It's about 35 minutes long. You can speed me up. I sound super smart. And it will walk you through exactly what you need to do to optimize your Google Business profile. I just did two workshops of this last week, and it is very helpful for business owners to see that this just takes like a one-time thing to do. And then weekly, we're just doing a little bit every week, just as you would with your social media, or just as you would with your newsletter, for those of you that write in a weekly or monthly newsletter. So just things there that you can do to help your SEO. Another big component of your SEO, though, is your website. And that's what we're going to dive in today. As a brick and mortar business owner myself, I am a dance studio owner. For those of you that don't know, I have been in business 15 years, and I have excellent SEO. There's nothing that gets me more excited than when somebody comes in my studio and I ask them, who told you about me? And I've learned to say who versus how, because it will help people come up with a name. So that way I can give that referral credit that we offer. And I want to do that for people. And they always say Google. They always say Google these days. And it makes me so happy. Or they say, you know, I was looking up a dance adult dance classes online, and your studio came up, and they're coming from 25 miles away. And I just, oh my gosh, I love that. I love that so, so much. And I want that for you, because as a brick and mortar business owner, you are working hard, you are serving your people well, and gosh, it'd be really, really nice if you had more people coming in your doors because they found you and you came up first on Google when they look for you. So we're going to talk about your footer today on your website. Now, this is an overlooked place, because everybody looks at the top. People don't think that they're going to scroll down to the bottom, or you don't even think of it, right? You don't even think of it, really. And honestly, a lot of our platforms that we create our websites with create a footer for us by the information that we put into our software that we're using, whether it's Wix or Squarespace, or I use Simplero. It will just put in whatever we put in for our company. And usually that's not all the bells and whistles. So what I am going to ask you to do is that you customize this footer. here's the deal. You don't want it to stand out. You don't want it to be this huge thing of text or anything. What your footer is going to look like is a bunch of links, and it's going to be kind of that go-to place that if somebody would scroll down and say, okay, I like what I see, I just need to email them really quick. They don't have to look at the top of your website and find the contact form, because usually that's kind of buried. We usually don't have that as a tab at the top of our website. So this is something that it's kind of the home base or the go-to place. If you need examples, I am going to give you some different places to look. Obviously, look for people in your industry that are really well-known or reputable. Another place to look is universities. You could look at hospitals. You could look at places that are bigger organizations because they need to have this footer really well, because otherwise people get lost. But as us small brick-and-mortar business owners, people, you know, your chiropractor, I'm a dance studio, or your restaurant, it's nice to have these things down at the bottom, and not only for your future clients, but also for Google to crawl. Google is constantly crawling through our website and picking up keywords, and this is a great place to put that. Okay, so I'm going to go through 10 tips for your footer to make sure that you have everything you need to. So number one, you don't want this huge, fat, big footer. You want it to be lean and clean. Your footer is not going to have full sentences or paragraphs. It's really going to have bullet points, or if you wanted to arrange it in columns. Like I said, if you look at a university or a hospital and scroll down to their footer, you'll get some inspiration on how to look, how it should look. Second, your footer should not stand out. It should not just pull your focus. Like if you're reading something above it and then bright orange comes to you, and that bright orange color has been really just kind of hidden in the background prior, we just want it to be, oh, there it is, and not pull the focus. So that's number two. I used to perform, right? And opening night was always the big deal. It was the second night that was like, ooh, that's when the stuff happens. So your second tip there, make sure it's aesthetically pleasing. It's not the biggest tip of the world, but you're probably going to forget it. So it's all good. So not fat, not a big block of text with a bunch of words. It's going to be clean and lean, and it's going to also not pull your focus so much. However, if people do go down there, they're going to be able to find what they need. All right. Number three, you are going to include quick navigation links. I'm going to use my studio as an example. All right. I serve people in a 30-mile radius. Maybe you're a hair salon, maybe you're a restaurant. This can pertain to you too. Chiropractor, physical therapist. You're not going to have a million things, but for me, I have about. So that about is going to click back to my homepage. Then I have career. I have, and that's going to click to or link to my team page, or actually how to be part of the team. All right. And then I have the blog, which of course links back to my blog. Okay. And then I also have classes, and that's going to link to the classes tab that they will then click on, and it pulls down to the list of opportunities for them. I am not personally going to do ballet classes, tap classes, hip hop classes, musical theater classes. I'm not going to do that. You could if you wish. Number four is including your contact information. This one might seem so obvious. However, I just had to reach out to a client and let her know that on her footer, she did not include her full address. She just included the street. Well, your hometown or the place of your location is our key words. When they say dance studio near me or dance studio in Hudson, those are key words. All right. So if they say the town, we want to make sure your address is fully there. We also want to make sure your phone number is there. We also want to make sure your email is there. Ideally, if you can click on it and it'll take you right to the email, you know, that way they can click on it. Otherwise, just write out that email, but make sure it's a generic email like hello@thedancinghouse.com, not melissa@thedancinghouse.com or whatever your name email is. We want it to be generic for people. Number five, make sure you include your social media links. This one might seem obvious. However, make sure they're heading to the right location. Most of us, when we're building out our website or having somebody do that, that's already put in there the social handles that we have at that time. But you may have been in business 15, 20 years and have tweaked your social handles or moved them to a different location and or aren't even active on some of them. And you can change that and just make sure they're heading to the right place. Okay? Number six is including your logo. This is just another way that we can put that brand awareness imprint on our clients and on Google. So make sure you put your logo there if you're able to with your software that you have for your website. Number seven, this one is, I think, really fun. And this is your fine print. And I use this in quotation marks because your fine print, you could put your mission statement on there if that's important to you. You might want to have your terms and conditions and just say terms and conditions and have it link to that landing page, or I have a Google sheet for that, or your privacy policy. If, let's say, you're a realtor or something financial, you might want to put that in there as well, and that take you to that Google form or whatever it is that makes sense for you to put there. Another one is your call to action. And that brings me to number eight. So just like your fine print, we could also put your call to action. You can make that a button. Maybe for me, it would be your first class free, or schedule a call or your booking appointment. But that's another way just to make that call to action there. And I would make that a button and make that stand out a little bit different. For those of you that have bigger practices or bigger businesses and a lot of different websites or web pages within your website, you might want to put another search bar down in your footer. That's another opportunity to get people to, if they're not finding what they need, and they've scrolled down, give them that opportunity. And number nine, send people to your accolades. Maybe you've had a television feature or a magazine article or some highlight. You could put the word accolades and have each name of the article or magazine or TV and have that linked directly to where it needs to go, whether it's within your website or to the other platform that showcases that. So that's just another great way to get those SEO links, those backlinks, and links within your website really working for you. So I gave you 10 here, and you might feel like, oh, that seems like a lot. It is. Let's be real. It is. However, this is a one and done, because most of you will have a website where this is put on once you create your footer, and then you have it shown on every single page. So it's not like you have to go through every single page of your website and do it. All right. So you create that custom footer once, and ideally it's duplicated onto every page of your website. Do you have to include all 10 things? Absolutely not. I'm just giving you 10 ways to optimize that footer so that Google is crawling your website and seeing those keywords in yet another place on your website so that more people are finding you. So today's topic was your footer on your website. Are you super excited to get working on it? I know it may not seem like really exciting, but again, this is like maybe an hour of time to get it done, to get it looking really, really nice, and then you're done. And then next week, I'll have something else for you to work on. SEO is a marathon, y'all. Meaning, just like in business, the longer you are in, the more you can look back and go, okay, that, remember when I went through that in year one and two? That wasn't really a big deal. You know, not a big deal because we've been through so much. So your SEO compounds over time. So if you can just take little action every week, every month, every year, you don't need to do the whole thing all at once. That's just way too overwhelming, at least for me. So I like to do little things at a time. And that's why I bring this podcast to you, just to give you a little nugget of like, huh, maybe I could have my assistant work on that this week and just knock that out. Make sure everything's going the way it should. All right. I hope this was helpful. Please share it out to your network of business owners, especially those brick and mortar business owners that I love so much. But anybody running a business and making it happen, providing for their family, you are my hero. So Thanks for listening. Appreciate you so much. Follow the Brick and Mortar Visibility Podcast. And if you'd be so kind, leave an honest rating and review, especially on Apple iTunes. I would love that so much. I'd love to shout you out. All right, y'all. I will see you here same time, same place next week.
Oh my goodness, you are still here. You are so awesome. So here's what you're going to do. Number one, you're going to click that follow button so that you can get the latest episode of Brick and Mortar Visibility every week. Second, leave an honest rating on Apple iTunes. This is how more people can know about Brick and Mortar Visibility. And number three, come on over to Facebook into the Rebel Women Tribe. The link is in the bio. This is where I hang out and share with you every week the nitty-gritty of running a studio business. I share with you the tips, tools, and strategies that are working right now in my business to help you in yours. It's real, it's raw, it's unfiltered, and it's fun. So come on over. I'd love to meet you.